Well, good morning. I appreciated the thoughts already that Brother Chris brought forth. Recently, I'm not sure exactly where it is, but I was reading about the rich young ruler that came to Jesus and asked, Jesus, what do I need to do that I can be saved? And Jesus told him, and he said, well, I've done all these things. What else do I lack? Jesus told him to sell everything that you have and give it to the poor. Now, the widow didn't have to have that command. She just willingly did it. But I tried to apply that to my heart. What would happen if I would call up the realtor and tell him that I'm selling everything I have, I need you to come and sell my place? You know, you mean you don't want this or that? No, we're selling everything. Not keeping anything back. Everything. And that's, you know, that is the kind of life that Christ wants us to live. Is that it's all, and it's all here, it's not here. He wants us to have it, our hands open from our possessions, so that if He touches them, we can give it to Him. I'm going to be reading out of John 8, starting in verse 31. I'm going to read to verse 38, and then I'd like to have a word of prayer. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on Him, if you continue in My word, then you are My disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered Him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill Me, because My word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with My Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. Let us pray. Father, this morning as we consider these few scriptures that we have just read, Lord, I pray that You would shine Your light into these scriptures, Lord, that as we compare scripture with scripture and as we consider Your word, Lord, that You would make it come alive to our hearts. Lord, we know that Your word is like a fountain that is gushing forth, and it can't be stopped unless we walk away from it, Lord. And we just desire, Lord, to get a little taste again this morning. Get a drink of refreshing water from these scriptures, Lord. I don't want to bring my own ideas. I don't want to bring my own things in here, Lord. But I just desire that You would, by Your Spirit, make these scriptures come alive. Father, we bless You this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. I wouldn't mind having a glass of water. I got a tickle in my throat. The verse 31, he gives us, tells us what we need to do to be His disciple. But I'm going to focus in on verse 32. And the verse says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm going to write the title of my thoughts here on the board. And by God's help, we want to see what His word says that truth is. What is truth? And I'd like to hear from you. What is truth? If the truth is going to set us free, what is truth? Anybody have any thoughts? Zach? Christ. And I want to look at some definitions, but it definitely is Christ. In John 14, verse 6, he says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Christ is the truth. Can we see truth? Can we feel truth? Where does truth come from, and how does it look? I think we have God's word here that tells us. The opposite of truth is a lie. Jesus is truth, nothing but the truth. So, Jesus is the truth. How do I apply this verse to my life? We say that truth will make us free. Jesus will make us free. How does that happen? In John 1:17, he says, For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the truth. According to the Strong's, truth is corresponding to reality. What is not concealed, but open and known. So already we get to see here that truth is not just it's more than just, I'm not sure how to say it. It's more than just being true, but it is being, I don't know that it is if we look at the full sense of the word, but it is, how did I read that? It says, What is not concealed? In other words, what is not known? What is not hid, but open and known? So the verse says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So if I'm hiding something in my heart, am I living in truth? I can't be living in truth. I'd have to be living a lie. The vine says, even as truth is in Jesus, gives the correct rendering of the meaning, is not merely ethical truth. In other words, you don't just add things up, but truth in all its fullness and scope is embodied in Him, Jesus Christ. But truth in all its fullness and scope is embodied in Him, Jesus Christ. He goes on to say that Jesus is the perfect expression of truth. What did he say? He said that I have shown you all. There was nothing hid in his life. He wasn't ashamed of anything. There was never anything hid in Jesus' life. Conformity to fact or reality. Exact accordance with that which is or has been or shall be. The exact accordance with that which is or has been or shall be. Five times in the New Testament the phrase is used, the word of truth. So that gives us an idea that it's truth is Jesus Christ, and the word is also Jesus. And you can't separate them three. They are one. You know, in the John it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In John 14:6, where we just read, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Christ is the Word, and he's also the truth, and you can't separate them. So God's word is true. I mean, we would all, I don't think there's anyone here that would say that God's word is not true, that there's any gray areas in it even. But we believe that it is all true. The opposite of truth is a lie. So if I lie, I'm doing what? I'm hiding something. Right? So So if I live, if I'm living in truth, then what do I do? That's revealing. If lying is hiding something, truth is revealing something. Isn't it very freeing when something has been going on in our heart for some time, and we finally come to the end of ourselves, and we come to the brothers and we say, you know, this is what I've been doing, or this is what I've done, or this is where I'm at. Isn't there a tremendous relief? How freeing. Children or young people, if you're hiding anything from your parents, you're living a lie. You're not free. And the truth can't free you. Just knowing it in your head will never make you free. Knowing it in our head will never make us free. You know, we could quote this verse, we can say it, we can know it, we can have it hanging on the wall. But you know, that word, that this verse absolutely means nothing until we do it. Expose our hearts. Brothers and sisters, if we are hiding things from each other, our life is not open. We're living a lie. The truth is not in us, and our families suffer. It says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The word known is more than realizing something or comprehending it. It is what kind of value we put on it. So what kind of value am I putting on truth today? Is there something in my life that I'm afraid to talk to my brother about? You put more value on your sin or the thing that you have done than you do on truth that will make you free. That's just the way it is. You can't get around it. If I put a big value on truth, I will do what truth requires. It will move me to action. You know, it is like light and darkness. Truth is light, and a lie is darkness. I'm going to read some scriptures out of John. John has a lot to say about truth. He has a lot to say about light. And I'm going to read in John, a verse out of John 1, chapter 1, verse 5. It says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Why can't it comprehend it? Because he doesn't allow the light to shine in, right? Sometimes when light is more powerful than darkness, we all realize that. But we can put something in our life, I can put something in my life that doesn't allow the light to shine into my body, into my life. And if I, the light is Christ and the darkness is Satan. Christ will never force himself on us. It is our choice. It is just that simple. Light or darkness, what will you choose? John chapter 3, verse 19, he says this, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. There's no value on truth. There's more value on their sin. They're afraid to be made known. Chapter 8, verse 12, he says this, then spake Jesus again and said to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What happens if I'm hiding things according to this verse? Am I walking in darkness? I think according to this verse, that is what it is saying. If I am hiding something in my heart, I'm walking in darkness. Is your whole being full of light? And if not, will you put more value on Christ than your sin? Turning over to 1 John, I'm going to read several verses there. Chapter 1, verse 5 again. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So if we are full of Christ, can there be darkness? And if there's that thing hidden in my heart, can I be full of Christ? That's how the truth will set us free. If we expose our darkness. Chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past, the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. I can't love anyone more than I put value, than the value I put on him. If I love my brother, I will have a value. I will have a great appreciation for him. Can you and I, each one of us, brother to brother, sister to sister, look each other in the eye and say, I love you? Or what kind of value am I placing on my brothers and sisters? It also goes with light and darkness. John chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. What? How does he sanctify us through truth? The word sanctify means to make holy, to set apart, to cleanse, or to purify. Here it is also saying that his word is truth. In 1 Peter 1, verse 15 and 16, he says, but as he which called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. We pray to be more like Christ at times. And yet, if I'm hiding something in my heart, I will never be like Christ, because Christ's life was wide open. There's nothing hid in his life. I will say that as I was preparing this meditation, there's things in my life that God touched. Nothing hid. Not one thing. Nothing. That's powerful. If we are to be holy and don't have time or even desire to read His Word, then how will you and I be free? I mean, we just read here in the verse, thy Word is truth. If God's Word is truth, if this is truth, and I don't have a desire to read it, or I hardly have time to read it, how am I ever going to be free? Because here's the answers to everything that we need. To live our lives open and honestly. I won't be able to, and neither will you. If we don't have time for God's Word, it won't be setting us free. And the word free means to liberate, to leave behind, to forsake, or abandoned. The indication is you and I have something to do before we can be free. It is a choice that we have. We are not free if we're hiding something. And if we bring our deeds to the light, truth, can set us free. If you keep your deeds to yourself, you are a slave and are not free. Who will say with Joshua, if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which our fathers served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorite, in whose land we dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Will you choose darkness and keep hiding? Or will we bring it to light and allow the truth to set us free? Choose this day whom we will serve. Choose you this day whom you will serve, Joshua. His words are still ringing, aren't they? Let's make that a motto, not just to put on our wall, but let's put it in the fleshly tables of our heart and allow God to use that. Whom will I serve? That thing that is in my heart that I'm afraid to show to anyone? Or will I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? We can't be serving both. It's impossible. Verse 36, he says in chapter 8, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And we already established that Christ is the Word, and He is also the truth. And that is why He can say that if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The word indeed means absolutely with no question. There's no question. So the question comes again, can I see it? Can I see truth? Can we feel it? Sure we can. When God completely cleanses us, there's no feeling like it. And we don't just go by our feelings, but there's no feeling like it. And if you are hiding something in your heart, you might hide it for a while, but it will eventually show that you're hiding something in your heart. It's that simple. We probably won't go serving other gods like Joshua was referring to, but the things we refuse to talk about, that is our God. And that is the thing you're serving. It is controlling us. You can't serve two masters. Who will you serve? Truth or a lie? Light or darkness? I don't know if I answered the question or not. What is truth? But that my desire is that if truth is going to set us free, what is truth? What is truth? It is to be open, to be honest before God and before man, and hiding nothing. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua decided in his life, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. May God give us grace and strength to do that hard day. God bless you.